Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling The Good Life, and we're going through the book of Job together. And this Sunday, we talked a fair bit more about suffering and also how to comfort others in the midst of their suffering. This is the section where Job chapter 3, end of Job 2, Job's three friends show up. And at first, they do, I think, exactly what is right. They spend 7 days. They weep. They just sit with Job. They don't talk. They're just present with him in his suffering. In Job chapter 3, he begins to speak, and he comes pretty near to despair here in Job 3. He curses the day of his birth and basically says, I wish I had never been born. He's just in a dark place in this moment. Everything has fallen apart, and it's very understandable where Job, you read his story, and there should be a lot of empathy there and sympathy of, man, you can understand why Job is at this place. But what happens is in Job chapter 4, his friends begin to speak, and their intent was, chapter 2 says they came to sympathize with him and to comfort him. But instead, in chapter 4, the first friend speaks, and really they begin to argue with Job and to try to explain what's going on. And his first friend speaks, and it starts 20-plus chapters of the three friends arguing, you know what? Suffering is the result of sin. Therefore, you must have sinned, Job. And Job defending his integrity and saying, no, I wish I could just speak to the Almighty. This isn't the result. I can't look at anything in my life and say this suffering is because of what I've done. And his friends, chapter 4, his first friend says, you know, I've observed that you reap what you sow. And that's kind of the heart of all three friends' arguments, is they're looking at the general kind of Book of Proverbs type principle that, yes, generally speaking, when you work hard, good things happen from that. If you're lazy, bad things happen from that. You generally speaking, you reap what you sow. But, you know, the part of the point of the book of Job, and this is something that Jesus addressed later, when he comes to the blind man and his disciples say, you know, Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that resulted in his blindness? The disciples had the same view of justice that the Job's three friends had. And that is that it's always, you know, you reap what you sow. If you're suffering, that's the result of sin. Therefore, you must have sinned. And Jesus looks at them and says, it's not that this man sinned or his parents sinned. This has happened that the works of God might be displayed in him. You know, Jesus says there are bigger things going on here. That's what's true in the book of Job, is that Job's suffering is part of a greater story. There are things going on in the heavenly places that are impacting Job's life. And for the friends to come in and say, no, it's got to be a result of your suffering. You know, we can figure out God's ways. And, you know, the author is saying, no, sometimes our suffering is part of a bigger story. Sometimes you don't know all of what God is up to. And when you're coming to comfort a friend, especially in the moments where, I mean, everything has just fallen apart, this is not the time to give them tons of advice or to try to figure out what God is doing. The way I said it on Sunday is avoid the temptation to be God's detective or his defense attorney. You don't have to defend God to that person in that moment. Sometimes when you're hurting, you speak out of your frustration. You don't have to try to figure out exactly what God is doing. Sometimes we can't, particularly in the moment. Be there, be present. One of our folks, I emailed several folks in our church and who have really walked long and hard roads of suffering, and asked them, you know, what has been helpful in the moments when you're just down and suffering. And one of them said, when people just show up and shut up, which I thought was funny, just show up and shut up, just be there and be present with me. And that doesn't mean you never speak. It doesn't mean there's never a time to process these things and ask the person, you know, what do you feel like God is, you know, doing in this season? But oftentimes it's just being there, listening, being kind, checking in over the long haul. I had a member of our church who lost a child, and she said that on the year anniversary of losing her daughter, some of the moms in her life set up 24 hours of prayer on that 1 year anniversary. She said, I can't say how much that meant to me. Just being there with people in the long run. And we've kind of said all throughout, you know, this series, we come and we weep with those who weep. We enter into their suffering because that's what Jesus has done for us. Jesus is the suffering Savior who suffered with us, who suffered for us on the cross. And because he died and rose again, because he lives right now, we have a hope that survives even in the midst of suffering, a joy that suffering can't ultimately rob from us, because we know that as we trust Jesus, he has washed us clean, he's made us new, and one day he will resurrect us. God will resurrect us, and we will be glorified with Christ and reign with him forever. Let me pray for you, and then encourage you to take some time, reflect, and to pray. Father, will you help us, God, in our moments of suffering, to draw close to you? A lot of times it brings up a lot of questions and a lot of wondering why. Father, help us, like Job, not to curse you. We can question and we can wrestle with it, but Father, to draw near to you. And Father, will you help us also to comfort others? Many of us have people in our life right now who are hurting. Sometimes we feel like we have to have all the right words to say. God, help us to listen and to be kind and patient and humble, and to just enter into their suffering and to pray with them and be there for them. God, we love you and we thank you for who you are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.